1320 WILS. Hey, did you know 13 million Americans, they're cheating. They're cheating on their partners. They're being actually financially unfaithful. And they're keeping secrets by spending money and even having accounts their partners don't know about. Holly Signorelli is a CPA, and she's known as the money therapist. TheMoneyTherapist.com is the website. Also the author of Do You Know Where Your Money Is? Hey, Holly, great to have you here.
Hey, how are you?
Good, good. The financial infidelity, or I don't know if the term, if that's a proper term. I guess it's a financial secret. Hey, first of all, is there anything wrong with spending money, even hundreds of dollars, without telling your spouse about it?
I don't think that's the big problem. What I've seen over the years, and I've worked with thousands of individuals and businesses, is it's when somebody is not contributing to the household account. So, for example, when people are fighting about money or getting divorced over money, it's not that they're worried about what the other person is spending. It's whether they are sharing equally, or it doesn't have to be equally, it could be in proportion to the income, to the household bills, the rent or the mortgage, the utilities, the food, and also the savings accounts. So whenever somebody's talking to me about it and we dig deeper into it, that's what it really comes down to, not the toys.
So, so what happens if one partner is making a lot more money than the other? How does that affect things?
I think that's something that definitely is an easy conversation when you're getting married or if the financial situation changes, because if someone is making more money, then a lot of times they'll just put more into that one joint account. So for me, that joint account would be just for those basic bills, the things that you have to pay, the five or six things. So if somebody makes significantly more money, maybe they put 75% in and the other person puts 25% in.
Do they tend to resent the partner that's not making as much?
I don't see that as normally being a problem because, for example, there's a lot of women working nowadays, but they are still taking care of kids at home. So maybe they work part-time or they work, you know, 30 hours a week. And then maybe and typically you see the woman at home, even though that is changing in our society now. So I don't see that a lot in my office. It's really more about is each person contributing? Even if someone's a stay-at-home, not working, they're still contributing. Because they're working, you know, they're taking care of the house and the kids. So it's more about, are they contributing the way they should to the family and the savings for the greater good?
I'm talking to Holly Signorelli, known as the Money Therapist. TheMoneyTherapist.com is the website. In some cases, people even have bank and credit card accounts their spouses don't know about. Is that okay?
Now, that's a big deal. I can tell you, whenever I see people fighting in my office or friends or family or anybody I'm associated with, it's that somebody goes out and gets a credit card. And I don't know about you guys, but Texas is a community property state, so sometimes people sign the other person's name, and then they end up getting a divorce, and the other person who didn't even know about the credit card has to pay half of it because of the way the laws are. Yeah. Or one person gets themselves in a financial mess so that they, because of their credit card debt, it lowers their credit. So say that the couple wants to go get a bigger house or a car, and then blam, you know, oh, wait, you can't qualify. So these things affect the other spouse.
And why would somebody do that? Why do people get these accounts and don't tell their spouse?
Well, this is what my book was all about, because I realized over the years that no matter what income people have, they all have the same things that cause them to overspend, leading to credit card debt, which are things like jealousy, which is the same thing as keeping up with the Joneses, or just simple desire or instant gratification. Some people rack up credit card debt with a bunch of nickel and dime things that have no value.
Like what are they buying? What are they out there buying that they need so much?
It's little things. It could be for a stereotype, like a bunch of magazines that you buy on your way out of the grocery store, or you get really into candles, or maybe you just love shoes and you're buying a bunch of them and you're not even wearing them, or you have clothes with tags on them. But I find that men buy bigger ticket items. Women, they might seem to shop more, but men actually statistically spend more because they buy bigger things,
but
like guns.
Wouldn't you know, like guns, you said?
Yeah, I made a joke there.
Hey, wouldn't you notice, though, if your spouse is, suddenly buying items and you're like, hey, where'd you get that money from? Doesn't that come up?
Well, yeah, I think that those things do come up. I think there's signs like that where suddenly, you know, the spending habits change. You see the extra clothes in the closet and shoes, and you kind of see them. And sometimes people just kind of look away, or they're not thinking too much about it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people hide those things. I mean, I have known people to hide things, like even up in the attic, where there was like literally a bunch of candles and things like from Bath and Body. I kid you not, a $10,000 bill. So these things really do happen.
That sounds like hoarding almost of some kind, secret hoarding.
Yeah, hoarding in the attic, exactly. You might as well burn the candles at least, right?
Yeah, Holly Signorelli, she's the author of the book, Do You Know Where Your Money Is? So what, in terms of if this is a problem, are couples typically able to fix this kind of a thing? Or?
I think so. I mean, there are sometimes just like somebody can have a gambling addiction, they can have a spending addiction. So I do think sometimes people do need to seek therapy for those kind of things. Yeah. But I think the bigger problem that we have in our entire society is that people don't want to talk about money. It's a very uncomfortable subject, and it shouldn't be.
What do you mean they don't want, like, what is it they don't want to talk about exactly?
People don't want to talk about money at all. I mean, when people come into my office even to do taxes or talk about anything, they sometimes start to shake, even the wealthiest people.
Now, explain that. What is it that's making it such a hard topic?
Well, I think it has to do with the emotional component of it, because there's so much logical, you know, information about how to manage your money. But when it comes to emotions, that's what drives people to spend the way that they do, or their lack of savings.
Well, but if you're poor is one thing, but if you're rich, you said some of them even appear to be nervous. So what's the problem there?
Oh, they're the most nervous because they're always worried about getting stolen from or somebody suing them. You know, they don't want to lose their money. Yeah.
Do they ever not really trust their spouse fully to know just how much money they have?
Definitely, the wealthier people get, the more they want to keep it separate. And I don't think it's wrong to keep it separate or have a prenup. I just don't think it should be secret because it still does affect the other person.
Really? I mean, if you have tens of millions and you don't want to tell your spouse about the other tens of millions that you have, is that wrong to keep that a secret?
In my opinion, yes, because you can get a prenup. And when you have a prenup, you have to disclose everything or else it doesn't count. And then if you get divorced, they get it anyway. So you can tell them about it, but you can have a prenup and you can do everything correctly so that somebody can't take your assets. But you still don't have to, you know, be devious about it. Because it's okay. You know, if you get married nowadays, everybody's getting second and third marriages. So people have money and kids from other relationships.
Yeah.
So you just don't want to.
It gets complicated. It's interesting. So you're saying being rich has its bad points, including being afraid of losing it all?
Well, yes. It's very common for wealthy people to be the most nervous about money because they feel like they have more to lose. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Holly Signorelli, the moneytherapist.com. Find her there. Also, her book, Do You Know Where Your Money Is? Well, it's in the bank, right?
That's right.
Hopefully.
And on my feet.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You probably don't recommend keeping it under the mattress or in a safe, do you?
No, definitely not. People get stolen from that way, for sure.
All right. Holly, thank you very much.
You bet. Have a great night.